Good afternoon, folks. It's 1 o'clock. I'm sure there'll be some other people chiming in here very, very soon, but we'll go ahead and get started since it is 1 o'clock. My name is Darren Dover. I'm an assistant commissioner with the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. I'm sure I've already did a sound check with Brookie. I think folks can hear me. Everybody's been muted, and that's not to be rude. It's just we are going to go over some logistics with Joanne Goya, our communications director, and then myself about the meet. Then at the end, we will unmute and take any and all questions you may have. But again, I'm Darren Bilbert, assistant commissioner with the KHSAA. Joanne Goya is our communications director. Michael Barron is another assistant commissioner with the KHSAA. And Jeannie Malloy is administrative assistant with our office. And we again want to congratulate you and welcome you to the conference call in regards to the 2018 Panel Swim Shop KHSAA Boys and Girls Swimming and Diving State Championship. The first thing I'm going to do is turn it over to Joanne Goya. He's going to go over some specifics in his area and some logistics. And then he will stay around till the end to take any questions you may have. But at this time, I will turn it over to Mr. Angoya.
Thank you, Mr. Bilberry. Good afternoon. Just a couple of things I wanted to cover. These items are outlined in the state instructions, but they're always good reminders. School media passes. Each school can receive one school media pass. That's valid only for a full-time staff member or a student. Those are the only people that can use that pass. It's not for a parent. It's not for a professional photographer that follows your team around. It's only a student or a full-time staff member. Those have to be requested in advance of the event using SI 103. That's the school media request form on the website. As a reminder, because of deck limitations at swimming, school media get a comp admission, but they do not get deck access. We obviously can't afford to have an extra 50 people on the deck with the size of that natatorium. Reminder, at all state championship events, there is no live streaming permitted. That includes Periscope and Facebook Live. That's standard for all of our events, but you might want to remind your coaches and your athletes as well that they're not there trying to Facebook Live or Periscope during the meet while their teammates are competing. With that said, only media are permitted to film or take pictures from the deck. They have media credentials. That's their job. Coaches are there to coach, not be photographers. Finally, if you need any questions about the school media pass, it's SI 103. It's in the state instructions, but you can contact me if you have any questions about that. Those are the only things I want to cover.
Thank you, Mr. Angoya. And as I said, Mr. Angoya will wait till I'm done with my portion. So if you do have questions for him, just hold on to him. And when we get done, we can open up for all questions. And for those that may have chimed in the past minute or two, welcome. Appreciate you taking your time. Again, this is the conference call for the 2018 Panel Swim Shop KHSAA Boys and Girls Swimming and Diving State Championship. Just going over some logistics, making sure that we answer any questions you may have. And we just heard from our communications director. A couple of things I want to talk about very briefly. There's been a slight change in the parking, and we are going to put out another blog post to all of our schools about the slight change in parking, as well as a map. There's been, due to some construction and renovation at the UofL Papa John Stadium, you know, there's the lot has been changed. It's actually a little bit closer. The shuttle bus will continue to run as always, but there has been a slight change from the B lot from the green B lot to the green A lot, where the shuttle bus will run back and forth from the parking lot to the natatorium. And we will make sure that everybody's notified of that with the map to make sure we clear up any confusions. Those buses will be marked so you'll know which shuttle bus to get on as you travel to and from the natatorium. Probably more so important information for fans and spectators and coaches, but did want to make you aware. And sometimes you guys can help us get that message back out. But we will put that out to all of our swimming administrators and coaches by the end of the day today. The main thing is if you look at the time schedule that's on the website, it tells you can come in and check in and get your packet and check your team in. So we encourage you to make sure that you follow your timetable as far as when team check-in is. That is there'll be a tent set up and there'll be plenty of signs designating that on the far end of the natatorium, the other end of the natatorium from where the actual spectators come in and we sell tickets. The other end, as some of you are always aware, there'll be a tent there and there'll be a sign designating that as team check-in. That is obviously the best place for bus drop-off, for for team drop-off, for coaches and players, for coaches and swimmers to drop off that spot. And then, of course, the buses would move on to the green lot A, and those bus drivers could ride the shuttle back, and they'll be given free admission at the back gate at team check-in. The one thing we want to emphasize, and Mr. Angoli always has already alluded to it, is the limited deck space and the conversation every year with the fire marshal about trying to keep that flowing and clear in the event of a necessary evacuation. The most important area that you all probably seen him and seen our staff walk through and monitor every year, the far end of the pool, those two emergency exit doors, there's that yellow and black striped line that kind of outlines where those emergency exits are. We'll have a deck monitor going back and forth throughout the meet, making sure that those areas are clear of swimmers and divers, and those areas are clear of backpacks in the event of an evacuation. We got to make sure we keep that area clear. We know it's cramps. We understand that these kids want to stretch out and relax and kind of take it easy in between their events. And we understand that, but the fire marshal is pretty adamant about the fact that those areas have to be clear at all times. And as we've always done in the past, we do allow for both genders to be on deck. If you're not swimming in the afternoon because you're a female, but your male teammates are out there swimming, by all means, you're allowed on deck. But in doing that, we want to try and make sure that we control that as much as possible to make sure in the case of any sort of emergency, we can evacuate and have that done as smoothly as possible in conjunction with our deck marshals. The other thing that you'll remember is that when you check in, everybody is given a different color wristband for on-deck access as a coach. Only certified coaches are allowed on deck, and there's a color coordinated wristband for every day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that will be in your team packet that will allow you access to the deck. As in the past, that is the number you're allotted is in correlation with the number of individuals you have competing, both boys and girls combined. If you have 9 or less, you'll be given 2 on-deck wristbands to allow you on deck as a coach. If you have 10 or more, you'll be given 3 on-deck wristbands to allow you on deck as a coach, and those will be in your packets. And, just to control the deck space, we can't allot more than what's designated there, so those are in your packet. They'll be color-coordinated. There'll be a sheet in your packet to let you know that this particular color is for Thursday, this particular color is for Friday, and this particular color is for Saturday. It is entirely up to the AD and the head coach as to which coaches they allot those to, whether you have 2 coaches or 3 coaches. That's your internal decision, obviously, as far as who gets allowed on deck. But they do, in fact, have to be certified through our Bylaw 25 coaches certification process. Any other coaches that are certified, they would need to come to the back gate and check in, and they would be given a band, but they would not be allowed deck access. So it's 2 if you have 9 or less swimmers, and it's 3 if you have 10 or more, and that will already be prepackaged in your team packet when you come to pick that up. A couple other things that will be in your team packet. There's an award schedule. We certainly, some of the sports we wait to the very end to hand out trophies and things of that nature. But when you've got a sport of this nature where there's a lot of medals and a lot of awards that we give throughout the meet, so that award schedule is for the coaches. We certainly want to make sure that you're aware of that and your young ladies and your young men are aware of that. So if, in fact, there's a time for them to, if they've won place 1 through 8, and that's an opportunity for them to get their award, we don't want them to miss that opportunity. As you probably well know, we can't slow down the process of going through the meet and going through the schedule to award those students. That's why we want to make sure that they're aware of when they need to be over on the far side. You guys will see it. It's been there every year. There'll be a big banner marked 1 through 8. And when the time comes, and you know that your award, we're about to award a certain event, just make sure those students have started to make their way over there. We'll have a PA guy, of course, that will also make those announcements. But we want to make coaches aware because we want those kids to get the recognition and not to miss those presentations when they're receiving medals. At the end of the meet, as you well know, we'll give out our trophies, 4th place through 1st place. There's a lot of other individual awards for our coaches and for our student-athletes, and we want to make sure that that's at the end of the meet, so it's not as critical that you be cognizant of that award schedule. But for the ones that we give out throughout the course of the meet, obviously we want to make sure that your athletes are aware of where they need to be if, in fact, they've placed 1 through 8 in any particular event. The scholarship, we have until Wednesday. We just want to remind you and encourage you that there is a $500 scholarship from Panel Swim Shop. We'll award 1 to a male competitor. We will award 1 to a female competitor. You send in those applications via online, via the form that we sent out, and we'll make that selection and award award them as well at the end of the meet, along with all the other awards presentations that we have gone through. But again, we just want to emphasize, the importance of safety more so than in the past. I mean, I think we all understand that there's a heightened awareness now for obvious reasons. We're by order of the fire marshal, we will have designated deck monitors, just kind of making sure that we keep things flowing and keep things clear and address any concerns or situations that we may have in that regard, and just encourage our swimmers that there'll be an area designated around the deck bio region. Just encourage your swimmers to kind of stay in those areas as much as possible. We understand that that's not entirely possible, but as much as possible, if we can be in our designated areas, that'll help us keep certain areas clear by order of the fire marshal and just make sure the venue is as safe as possible for everybody involved. Unless Mr. Angoli has anything else to add, or Mr. Barron or Ms. Malloy, what we are going to do right now is unmute it and just take any questions that you may have. And so at this point in time, everybody should be officially unmuted, and we are certainly happy to entertain any and all questions. Bucky Stoss, our head referee is on with us to address any questions you may have as well. But we are certainly open for questions at this time, if anybody has it. And I will follow up with, today's Monday. We're actually arriving and we're starting on Thursday. Certainly, if you don't have questions at this time or things come up over the course of the next 2 or 3 days, you are certainly free to email me, call me at any time. I'll work in conjunction with Bucky to address any questions you may have logistically, rules-wise, anything of that nature. But again, we just want to make sure that if there's things you become aware of in the next couple of days, for myself, for Mr. Angoli, or for anybody on staff, feel free to contact us via email or by phone. We'll make sure we address those questions as best as we can. If not, we certainly do appreciate it. You are welcome to stay on. We will hang out for a few to answer questions if you think of any. But if not, we thank you for your time. You're welcome to sign off and have a great day. And we look forward to seeing you in a couple days. Thank you all.
Hey, it's Jamie Colombo.
Hey, Jamie. Jamie, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, my only question is just, are the dive coaches' credentials,
are they going to be separate for when we arrive Thursday before the swim coaches arrive for their packet?
In the past, I mean, you would coordinate that with your head coach. If they, if the dive coach comes in, because we know you guys will start first, if you want to, I mean, that would be up to you and your coach. I think in the past, that's never been an issue just for you to work out with your head coach. If you want to go ahead and pick up that packet, when that coach comes in later with the rest of the team and we see that the packet's been picked up, they're welcome to come on in. But if they certainly give you permission, which they should, to either get that packet or at least get your wristband out of that packet, either way is fine with us.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Other questions? Again, we're here. We're happy to stay here and entertain questions as you think of them. But if not, you're free to log off and follow up with questions in the future by phone or by email later today or later this week. Either way is fine, but we do appreciate your time.
Yeah, this is David Mushrush. Did you say he's going to email out an updated map and parking area?
Yes, sir. Today we will – U of L has made some renovations and some adjustments that they've made us aware of, and we will be sending out the updated map. It's already been updated in the state instructions. The map has already been updated on our website. But just to make sure we can point people to it, we will send out an additional email that will have that map in there for you to look at and make sure that everybody knows where they're going.
Great. Thank you.
Bucky, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I got an interesting question. Only one swimmer who's competing in the 500 free, is she allowed to bring a counter down to the deck?
Yeah, I guess that she's asking can she bring somebody that's not one of the swimmers in the meet to be a counter, since she only has one swimmer in the 500. Is that?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I mean, obviously she's allowed to bring a counter for the 500 free. If this is somebody that, you know, is not in the meet, they just ought to see us ahead of time so we can make sure that that person has access to the deck. Just account for that $500 free.
Okay, understood. Coach, I got your question. And I will touch base with you to make sure that we coordinate that. So that should not be a problem.
Oh, she says it's a teammate. Is that Ms. Kurzendorfer?
Yeah, I would not have a problem with that. I would touch base with her and we'll coordinate that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Other initial questions? Again, we'll continue to entertain questions for a few minutes. If you don't have any, you're free to log off and email or call if you do as questions come up. But we'll sit here and continue to entertain questions if you have them. If not, we appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you in a few days. Well, again, we appreciate your time. And, Bucky, you have anything you need to ask me?
Well, no, actually, I'm going to give you – when would be a good time for me to give you a call so we can talk about an issue that was brought to my attention by Bill Tingley within the past hour?
Okay, I will call you here in about the next 5 minutes or so.
Okay, that's good.
Good enough. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.